Bachroinim Rishayin Aloy. Tomorrow again, no. Hatayu Loy Mi Boy Koma. The Tosefta means like this. Not only Loy Mi Boy Rishayin. Not only at the beginning, if you want to, you could eat your matzah first and then continue eating the rest of the meal. And that's a good thing to do, to kochel at the oven, because then when you eat your first kazayas of matzah, you're still hungry. You want to eat. So eating it with a big taiva, it's a good eating. Abba bachreinim, Hashem came to leave over the matzah for the end, if you filled yourself up with other food. Maybe I would think that's no good. The yosel amichla achil gasa. We should be afraid, maybe you fill yourself up so much with the other food, that by the time it comes for the tzita matzah, you're already too full? It's not called an achila. Hey, Maloy, it's no good to do this way. Kamash Malon, we hear from here? No, it's still good. You're allowed to do it this way. You're allowed to first eat the other foods, eat the other cake. At the end, you'll eat the afikayim and the kind of mitzvah matzah. This is also mutter to do. A kopon, you won't have any raya. A kopon, the loch is, according to the first shita, that we're noyig, we don't eat anything after the matzah, shel afikayim. Exactly about the Indian, if we hold like the Rashbam, the story, that's what Macholtes is showing him. Exactly which matzah are we mekayim our mitzvah with? Are we mekayim the mitzvah's matzah with the first kezayis matzah we eat? Or are we first mekayim our mitzvah at the end, the shas we eat the afikayim? In face is also mitzvah. The Torah says, Pshita, if a person does have a lot of matzah, avavadi yisle matzah l'chol sudosoin, toiv lo lecho matzah betchila. It's a good thing to eat the matzah at the beginning. O lovorach aleya, make a bracha right away on that matzah. Mashmi yimekayim the mitzvah then. V'yachakach v'gmach sudosoi, yochol kezayas matzah, v'yetam matzah v'piv. Stam, and then at the end of the meal, like we do, afikoyim it's an Indian, tid afikoyim at the end, because there's a time, the taste of the matzah should stay in your mouth. So taste of v'yikah mitzvah lo rishoyna. But the Ikar Mitzvah with Mekayim is the first Kazayis we eat. She bol the Teyovim. That comes when we're still hungry. That's a good Achila. The Gan Yil of Soif, Tam Matzah the Piz, B'yeis the Kazayis Acharon. And it's also we eat the Afikoyimin, that the Tam, the taste stays in our mouth. That's one shot, Tay says. Then Tay says, Mesubim, Tay says, no. The Afilu Emika Matzah Acharonim. Afilu, you want to say like Rashbam learns, that the Ikar Matzah even is Manazem, is the Afikoyimin, that's the Ikar Matzah. That's the Ikar Mitzvah we're doing. Ain't that time, it's not such a big kashom. Im ono mevorchen ala rishoyne, because they lift our matzah shlachroyne. Like, how come then we make a bracha ala achilas matzah at the beginning, by the first achila, even though the Ikar Mitzvah first doing it later on? Since I say also, let me show on Rashbam. Shoy ein levorach ala achroyne, mishum shliyacha shimil akrisiyu. You can't make a bracha at the end. Because since you already ate the matzah, it's not nice to first eat the matzah, then make a bracha on it. Av yaku levorach ala rishoyne. You could make the bracha al achilas matzah on the first kazayas matzah. The tipoter achroinim. And this bracha right now helps for the afikoyimin, even though that's the ikra mitzvah. Shehi ikra mitzvah. Capriciously yellow gar chidul. We had before. Yes. Tosfos is mesupik about this. Exactly which is the ikra matzah. We are making the ikra mitzvah. Yes. Now, the Lamaise said the first part of the Gemara said the Chiddush that Amay Afikoyimin, Amay Rav Shlo Yakru Mechabur Lechabura. You should not move from one Chabura to another Chabura. Now, some Rishonim learn this applies Bizmanazer also. And that's where the Ramah Pasin. Now, Bizmanazer, Bishas, we're eating our Afikoyimin, which is Zecha the Korban Pesach, or Zecha for the Matzah that was eating with the Korban Pesach. You're not supposed to eat the Afikoyimin Mechabur Lechabura. You can't start eating the Afikoyimin at this table. And then in the middle of eating the afikoyimin, walk over to another table and finish eating over there. That halacha applies today also. Like that's the klal of shloyaku mechabur chaburim. For one chabur of the Korban Pesach, you should not eat the meat here and then eat the meat someplace else. So that applies also to the achilas afikoyimin. Either some learn the afikoyimin we eat now. Poshid learned at the first sheet to here in Tosfos, like we hold poshid that we were already mekayim the mitzvah matzah by the first achilas matzah. That's poshid the way we hold. The first kazayis matzah we eat, that's the mitzvah matzah. Our Indian of eating after koyimin, that's tam zecha the korban pesach that was eating at the end of the meal. But I call upon him, since it's zecha of korban pesach, just like the korban pesach itself, you're not allowed to eat it in two different chaburis. You can't start eating it here and get up and eat it someplace else. Who are then the after koyimin also? You have to be careful. When you start eating the after koyimin in one place, you have to finish it there. You shouldn't start eating it in the dining room and then get up and go to the kitchen and finish eating it. Ramah says it's also water. Tosfos says, not like that. Tosfos says that din is only by the Korban Pesach and not by matzah. But halacha we hold it applies even by matzah also. Right. Omar Rava, matzah bizman azeh diraisa. After we eat matzah today, even though there's no Korban Pesach, we're mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa. Umoro d'rabbonin. But after we eat matzah moro today, it's only mid'rabbonin. Umayshino moro d'chsiv. How come moro today is only mid'rabbonin? Because the Pesach says, al matzah isum rorim yachluhu, that the mitzvah is to eat the moro with the matzah with the Korban Pesach. So when you have all three together, then you mechuyim mid'oraisa. It's a diyuk. V'zman diyuk a Pesach yesh moro. Mid'oraisa, when you have a Korban Pesach, then there's a mitzvah mid'oraisa to eat moro. Although v'zman the leka Pesach, but like today, we don't have a Korban Pesach, mid'oraisa is leka moro. There's no mitzvah to eat moro mid'oraisa. It's only mid'rabbonin that we eat moro now. For the gemara b'zayin matzah nami, so the same svara should apply eating matzah today also. Hoksev, the pasuk also says, al matzah isum rorim yachlu. You should eat the matzah with the moro with the Korban Pesach. So chura matzah also is only mid'oraisa, v'zman shebesim mitishkayim. So how come today we say it's mid'oraisa? How come Rav says it's mid'oraisa? And for the gemara, matzah meheder hoda bekru. There's a special pasuk for the mitzvah essay to eat matzah Pesach by night. The pasuk says, bo'erev toichlu matzah. An extra pasuk that at night time, Pesach by night, you should eat matzah. So that applies even as man as there that there's no Korban Pesach, still the mitzvah d'oraisa. For Avacha, and that's where we hold off like that. We hold it's mid'oraisa. For Avacha by Yaakov Omar, no. He holds echod zeh, v'yechod zeh d'rabonim. That is man as there, there's no Korban Pesach. No mitzvah matzah is only mid'rabbonin. Why? Because it only see dash and deka posik, al matzah sum rorim yachluhu. There's only a mitzvah, there's man the Pesach to have the matzah in the morim. For the Gemara, Elo Atsir, the Erev Teuchlu Matzah, we have another posik that says, there's a mitzvah zesa teet matzah that night, that's not told in the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara of Achab Yaakov does something else with that posik. Mi boyle, he needs the posik, le tomei fishoye v'dek rechoyka. Even this man that was the base of Migdash, this man that was the Korban Pesach around. But if you're a Talmudic person, that you can't bring the Korban Pesach, or else you're far away, that you have a Ptur not to bring a Pesach Rishon, still you should know there's a Chi if you eat Matzah. That's the Chish of that Pesach. The Erev Tekla Matzah means at the time when there is a Korban Pesach around, and you have a Ptur in the Korban Pesach, still there's a Mitzvah you eat Matzah. The Salkot, the Chemin, because I would think, Kivon the Pesach Layachli. Since this person now that's Tomei, or he's far away from Yerushalayim, he doesn't need the Korban Pesach. I would think Matzah Moror, Namela Nechol, he's not Mechuyav Tit Matzah Moror, Kamash Mela, no, that he has the Chiyav Tit Matzah Koponim. The Rishbam says, Ehim Yiboyle Le Tomei B'Shoyev Deva Choykel, U B'Zman Shebet Yemid Shkayim. Leistoy, and since there is a Korban Pesach around, then we say he's Mechuyav the Matzah. Mashenkim B'Zman has said that nobody has the Korban Pesach, then we say Yepotah for Matzah. Rav Rava Ramalach, Rava says like this, Tomei, Pishayim Badek Rechaik, if somebody was Tomei, this man the Beis HaMikdash, or else he was far away, I don't need this Pesach for that purpose to tell us he has to eat Matzah. The Leigara may Oral Ben Echer, that person is not worse than an Oral, somebody does not have a Bris Milo, or Ben Echer, somebody that's like Oyvid Abay Dezara, somebody's Menachem Aisela, or Lovish HaMashmayim, he's not Pekaris, so he's a Mumer. Now that person wants potter, he doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, but still he has a mitzvah to eat the matzah. The Tanya would write like this, called Oral Lo Yechal Boy. The Pesach says, an Oral, somebody does not have a Bris Milah, cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. So the Dik is, Boy En Yechal. He can't eat from the Korban Pesach. Abel Oyechal Be Matzah Morim. But he has a Chiyav Tit Matzah Morim. But that's how it's Ravim. So Master of his man, the base of Migdish, that there was a Korban Pesach around, even though you're potter for bringing the Korban Pesach, because you're Tomei, you're a Derech Rechoika, you're an Oral, but that's this Pesach Boy. The Torah only parted you from a Korban Pesach. Mashiach for Matzah, you have a Chiyav. Because about now, in this Zman, there is a Pesach around, that's called you Mechuyav to bring it. Mashiach came, Zman is there, that there's no Korban Pesach, he holds your Potter. No, this is Rav, don't forget. Rav holds you don't need a Pesach, Rav holds Pshita. So what do you do with the Pesach there of Terech Lamatzah? You have to tell us that Zman is there, there's also a Chiyav in the Reis of Tit Matzah. Vidach, what is Rav Acha, the Kashan Rav Acha by Yaakov? What does Rav Acha by Yaakov say at the Pesach of Be'er of Teuchlo Matzos, Teet Matz at night? Does not go on Bezman Azir, but it's going on Bezman the Beis HaMikdash. If somebody was Tomei, or Derek Rechoika, that you need a Pesach to tell us, even though he doesn't mean a Korban Pesach, still he has Teet Matzah, the Kashan is, why doesn't he learn out from Oru? The Pesach is by an Oru, even though you don't have a Bris Milah, that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, but still it's a Diyak Boy. Only in the Korban Pesach you're potter from, but matzah mori, but matzah yafti. So why does he need dashing like that? And the mail of Erev Teuchlo Matzah goes as not as there.
V'ido aksiv v'hai uksiv v'hai. It says it both places. It says it by Orum and it says it by Tomei also. His Verov Teuch Lumatis goes on a Tomei and Derech Rechoikum. U'trich, I need both psukim. That's what Rav Acha B'Yakov holds.
So Rashbam, ksiv v'hai, ksiv v'hai, u'trichum. The Tomei v'shov Derech Rechoikum, lo yalav v'myor, I don't learn it out from an Orum or Ben Echer. To east lay tashlum on the Pesach Sheni. Because on Derech Rechoikum and a Tomei, they could bring a Pesach Sheni. Hilkach lo yoicho matzav rishin. Maybe I would think that potter for meeting a matzah also on Pesach Rishon. Achi yasa Pesach Sheni. Like maybe now Pesach Rishon they have no mitzvah at all, even a matzah. Why? Because they'll bring a Pesach Sheni and then we'll eat the matzah. V'yikayim al matzah semrayim yachlu. Avul orul u ben echer. Dinu sheyachlu matzah. But then I understand why the Torah says they should eat matzah even Rishon. Do layachli b'sheni because they don't eat the Pesach Sheni. An orul can't eat Pesach Sheni. I, because of achmona a bear of techlu matzahis, let us just say this one posik. Have a mezmina lay b'yol, I would say it's only going on Orul ben Echor, mishum l'les b'y tashlumim, because they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. Therefore, they have a mitzvah to eat matzah the first night. Avul tamei, v'derech rechoikah, somebody wears a tamei derech rechoikah. T'yis lay tashlumim, he could bring a Pesach Sheni, maybe learn a chay l'b'rishon. He's talk a potter for matzah, Pesach Rishon. That's why we think. Hilka kos rechmona tamei v'sher b'derech rechoikah. Therefore, Rav Acha B'Yakov said the Torah has to say it two times. One posik by an Orul, he has to eat matzah. And another postic bear of Teuchel Matzah is that even Tomei and Derech Rechoikah, he also has to eat Matzah. So the Maratani Kabos V'Rova, bring your Raya to Rova. They don't know that Bezman Hazer, Matzah is Midiraisa. That we use the postic bear of Teuchel Matzah for the Chi of Matzah today. The why, the postic says, Sheshesh Yovim Teuchel Matzah, Uvayoy Mashvi Yatzer Hashem Lekecha. 6 days eat Matzah, the 7th day it's Yom Tov. Mashvi Rishus, just like the 7th day it's Rishus, Av Sheshesh Yomim Rishus. Also, all 6 days is also Rishus. Rashi, Shvi Rishus. Tichsiv v'yoy mashvi atzeres. V'loy ksiv teichel matzah. The 7th day for sure doesn't say you have to eat matzah. It just says don't do melacha. But it doesn't say to eat the matzah. Sherei hoitzim in a cloud, takes it out of the cloud. Izav sheshesh yomim Rishus. Even though the pasuk says sheshesh yomim teichel matzah, it doesn't mean it's a mitzvah esem in the raisam to eat matzah all 6 days. It's only Rishus. Like the only the first night is a mitzvah to eat matzah, but the rest of Yom Tov Pesach, if you want to fast or just eat meat, you could do it. There's no mitzvah with your eyes to eat matzah. My time, what do we make this drasha? Have a dove shoye bechlau, the yotzim in a cloud is a lamed. Learn the lamed alas, not only to learn about itself yotza, and a lamed ala klal kulu yotza. Come to teach us for everything. As Rashbam, have a dove shoye bechlau. Now the Pesach says, no, all 7 days you have to eat matzah. The yotzim in a cloud by kruah. Here the Pesach says, hi kruah, the sheshesh yom tziv. Here we only say 6 days, not 7 days. It is a lamed shi rishus. The teacher says only rishus. We'll learn the lamed alas levadai. So the 7th day we see clearly is only rishus. Because here it says only 6 days, not the 7th day. Now that it says not the 7th day, it comes to teach us, not only for itself that the 7th day is only rishus, el lamed ala klal kuloi. It comes back to teach on even the first 6 days. Dino Zayin Yom on all 7 days. There's the Wachas Miyud Gimamidus. This is one of the Yud Gimamidus. I tell you the Gresh of them. Miyachas Sheminin. I call upon him that the Matzah is Manazed Yeraisa. Omorod Rabbonin. To Atani Kavosid Rova. We bring a riot to Rova here. The Kaim Lonamik Reb Yechinin. We also pass on Reb Yechinin, Rashi says. The Yomar Ein Oichlin Acha Matzah Choyva Shabach Reina Klum. That after you eat the Afi Koymin, the Rashbam Shittur is, that's the Mitzvah Yeraisa of Matzah. You're not allowed to eat anything else after that. Why? Not to take away the taste of matzah from your mouth. This is the Rashbam Shita. How do we eat the fourth drink, the fourth kais? Or how do we drink the kais of birchas hamotzim? The guru drinking yayin after. So Rashbam holds that shtiya, drinking, is not mevatel achilum. According to the Rashbam Shita, you would be allowed to take drinks after the Seder. If you want to drink soda later on, it would be mutter. There are other shittas learned out like that. They learn that even shti is also water. Only water is mutter. We drink the dalat kaisis. That's because there's a mitzvah to drink the dalat kaisis. But not for the dalat kaisis, it's also to drink anything. Only water is mutter, according to some shittas. Yeah. But, yochol, I would think, af laila rishim rishus, maybe even the first night is also running rishus tit matzah, Talmud Leim, the pasuk says, al matzah simroyim yechlu. And what is a mitzvah? That's a teat matzah. Now the price ends off.
That's very good. This man, the Beis Hamikdash was there. That you had the Korban Pesach, you have al matzah, semorim yachluhu, teat the matzah, morim and Korban Pesach together. All three, that's midiraisa. What about this man, shein Beis Hamikdash kaim minayin? How do we know, like Rava holds, that even this man is dead, there's no Beis Hamikdash? Still, midiraisa is the mitzvah says they teat matzah, talmaleim with the bryce stands off clearly, per erev toichlu matzah, is a kosev kovu chayva. The pasuk comes to tell us the chiddush, that even when there's no Korban Pesach, even though there's no chiyuv to eat tomorrow, but matzah kopanim has a new pasuk to it. Thereof teichlo matzah, there's a mitzvah midiraisa to eat matzah, and that's the way we hold. The zman is there, matzah is midiraisa. So the Mishnah, yoshnoi miktsosim. If half of the some of the people fell asleep, I say that by night, and this pasuk is going b'shas eating the afikomen or while you're eating the korban pesach. If in the middle of the meal, if you fall asleep, there's nothing wrong. Just wake up and finish eating. But while you're eating the afikomen or while you're eating the pesach, it depends. If only a few of them fell asleep, is yoichlu. They're allowed to continue reading when they wake up. What about kulon? Let's say everybody fell asleep by Pesach by night, while they're reading the afikomen, they fell asleep in the middle of it. The loch is lo yoichlu. You're not allowed to eat anything more. And why not? We said because we all, when you fall asleep, it's called like a shinui. And when you wake up now, if you continue eating, it's like you're eating a new eating. And that's the loch before we had the beginning, that Rav says lo yaklu mechabur lechabura. You're not allowed to eat the Pesach in one place and then eat it in another place. So when you go to sleep and wake up, it's like eating in two different places. Therefore, if you're the only person or everybody say that fell asleep, you're not allowed to continue eating. What? Only the Korban Pesach or else the Afikomen. But if you fell asleep stam in the middle of the meal, you didn't start the Afikomen, then there's nothing wrong. Because stam the meal itself, you can eat wherever you want. It's only you didn't the Afikomen or the Pesach. That's Rashbam. In Eschilu Lecho Piskon, you started to eat the Korban Pesach. The yoshtun, you went to sleep, is la yoichlu, you cannot continue eating. Why not? You can't finish your Korban Pesach. The niro ka'oicha pischa bebeis mekoimis. Because it looks like you're eating your Korban Pesach in two different places. Because first you started to eat before you went to sleep. The miyaka she yoshtun, once you fell asleep, hesicha daitim lechlu, you're like, your mind went away from eating anymore. The choshub leitana kachilish de mekoimis. If you wake up right now, it's considered like you're eating it in two different places. Even though really it's not really two different places. Really, it's the exact same table, exact same place. You just put your head down on your hands and you went to sleep, and you wake up. But Rashbam, v'chumra b'yalmu. It's only about the Rabbanan dikadin, sama chumra. It looks like eating the carbon in two different places. V'lek l'frushim mishim dom l'chlish te'chabura, so that can't say good. Rashbam says then, the third line here, v'u'a dinami b'matzah b'zman azeh. The same issue applies b'zman azeh when we eat matzah. L'yacha shizcho lecho matzah choy v'bachroina. After you started to eat the afikomen, the yoshen, you fell asleep, is hefsek achilhi. That's considered like you stopped eating now. You finished your afikomen. V'shuv lo yoichal, you cannot eat anymore. Mishum diavida zech lepesach. Because we do the afikomen zech lepesach. V'zman se v'smitish chayim. V'chaymucha b'gemara. V'afilu b'zman hazeh ma'aritanam. Lekla fushi time mishum neem afilu nacha matzah afikomen. V'im kem tif tzidok lishni arminam aftirin. Amar lo zis v'minei liyel. The woman that says you were allowed to eat. There's not stam an issue of eating afterwards. There's a new issue Rashbam learns. If you fall asleep, it looks like eating in two different places. See, if you continue eating, it's okay. But once you fall asleep, it looks like you finished eating here. And when you wake up, it's a chorm, it looks like you want to eat someplace else. So if you fall asleep in the middle of the afikomen, you're not allowed to continue eating anymore. Right, Rabbi Yossi Yoimer. Nisnam no, if stam dozed off a little bit, yoichlo. You can continue eating. Dozing off is not considered like shinomokim. Mashenkin near the movie, fell asleep completely, then la yechlu. Then you can't eat anymore. Once you fell asleep, you can't eat when you wake up. Vaitam. Misha says, HaPesach Acha Chatzois Metam Es Yodayim. The Korban Pesach Yefta Chatzois Halayla. Vaitam says, Al Mishdol, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach Yefta Chatzois. Therefore, it's like Tommy already, and it's Metam Es Yodayim. Shashbam. HaPesach Acha Chatzois Metam Es Yodayim. Te'evelei Noiser, Mechatzois V'yelech. For Rabbon and Gozo Ala Noiser, Tam Es Yodayim, the first time in Begmar. It's Al Mishdol, that you can only eat the Korban Pesach only until Chatzois. After Chatzos is already nicer, and with the Rabbanon, any meat that's left over after the time and not allowed to eat it, has a din tumor on it, that if you touch this matami your hands,
That's why Mishnah says that after Chatzais already, it's Matamis Yadayim. Ha Pigol V'Yanoisim Matamis Yadayim. And the reason is because it's a din with the Rabbanan that any pigol, any meat of Kachim that's possible now, or Noisim left over the time, now with the Rabbanan has a din tumor on it. A Korban the Tanav HaMishnah holds, you can't eat the carbon after Chatzais. And that's how Chum Rosh is trying to eat the Afikaimin before Chatzais also. Because after Chatzais is not the Zman of the carbon Pesach anymore. Rabbi Yaisi Zakimara, Rabbi Yaisi Yaimer. Nisnamnu Yoichlo. If they fell asleep, you could if they dozed off, you could continue eating. Near Demu, if they fell asleep, Lo Yoichlo, you can't continue eating. So the Gemara, Hechi Dom and Nisnamnu, what's considered Nisnam dozing off? What's this middle case of you didn't fall asleep, you're just dozing off? Omer Ravashi, Nim Velo Nim. You're like awake and not awake. You're sleeping and not sleeping. Tir Velo Tir. You're awake and not awake. You're in between. Dozing off, like we would call it. What does that mean? Going to Korolev Yoni. If you call him and say, Yanko, he'll say, yeah, I'm here. For lo yodala duri svar, if he asks the reasoning, what's Shan, this taste is here, he won't be able to tell to you. That much he's not awake. V'chimitkurele, but when you remind him, don't remember what you said, mitkur, he'll remind himself. That's this middle madrega of dozing off, that you're a little bit awake and not completely awake. That's not called a hesachadas. For that, you can continue eating. Abayir have yosef kaimi the rabba. Rabbi was sitting in front of Rabbah. Chose de konimnim. Rabbi saw that Rabbah was like dozing off. Omale, he said, Nimnim konimnim, are you dozing off? Omale, nimnim konimnim, I'm dozing off. Utananim, we learned in our Mishnah, nisnam no yechlu, that only dozing off, that you can still continue reading. It's not so bad yet. Near the mula yechlu, only if I fall asleep, that's when I can't continue reading. But likewise, Rabbi said, I know this din. Therefore, I'll be careful just to doze off and not to fall asleep. After we started Hityach HaKoyman already, he was dozing off. Nim no yechlu, tenan. Avlimu yoshin afilu ulevadoi shublu hoi yechlu. It's filo krab yoisi. The amanir demu afilu mitzosin lo yechlu. He also krab yoisi. That if you would fall asleep, even if only one person falls asleep, you cannot continue eating anymore. But dozing off, that's all right. What? No, only him. No, Vada, only him. The rest of the Vada could.
You know, just about before, we said that the shal about the first eating matzah, if that's the mitzvah, and the afikoyim is only zeich l'korban Pesach, really that's the way we hold. That the first matzah we eat at the beginning of the Suda, that's l'shem mitzvah's matzah, and that we eat the afikoyim and the matzah at the end, that's really only zeich l'matzah, zeich for the korban Pesach. But how will the achronim bring down that when you eat the afikoyim and l'chatchila, it's good to eat two kizaisim. Two kizayis of matzah then. One should be zecha for the Korban Pesach, and one should be zecha for the matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach. In other words, the reason why we do the afikoyimin is lizikaron of eating of the Korban Pesach, which then, when they ate the Korban Pesach, they used to eat two things. They used to eat the matzah and the Korban Pesach. So that's why the Katrila is trying to take two kizayisim when you eat the afikoyimin by Pesach by night. Alright, we'll stop here.